Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you, Jesus. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for all the miracles, the transformations. Thank you for every leader here under the sound of my voice. Thank you for your strength.
Amen.
Thank you for your power.
Amen.
Thank you for your transformation.
Amen.
Thank you for whatever you have done in your hearts.
Amen.
To love you, Jesus.
Amen.
I've come to say thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. All right, sit down. This meeting is very short. Now, Jesus, are you here? I want to, of late, I've not been having leaders meeting with you. You know that. And it's not good for your growth. So I just want to have 10 minutes with you today. And I trust that it will change your life forever.
Amen.
Your amen is too
good. Amen.
Your amen is too good.
Amen.
Number one, I want to talk about voices. I want to talk about what?
Voices.
Now you realize that the voice of God placed Adam and Eve in command. The voice of the devil discharged them from the command God gave them. Now, when you obey the voice of God, it puts you in command. When you disobey the voice of God, it puts you in the lowest rank. Now, when I say the voice of God, we gathering here, we've been gathered by the voice of God. And sometimes one way God's voice can be heard is through the voice of your shepherd. And Jesus said in John 6, Jesus said in John 6:66, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the words of God are spiritual words and they are lively words. So that is why anytime Jesus met a situation, he spoke. He did what?
He spoke.
Now, if the words of God can bring life, what about the words of the devil? Now, when the Lord told Adam and Eve, do not touch the fruit and do not eat it. When they obeyed, they had life. Now you realize that one of the first attacks of the devil was when he came, he attacked the voice of God. So one way to know whether you are under a demonic and a satanic attack is to know whether the voice that is speaking to you or the voice that is speaking to your thoughts, the voice speaking to your friends, are they of God? That if they are of God, they will bring you to the place of obedience. If they are of the devil, it will bring you to the place of rebellion. It will make you rebel. I don't know if I'm making sense. You know, as simple as God gave an instruction to Adam and Eve, do not touch it. It was a simple message. One of the most simplest messages in the Bible was, don't touch this fruit and don't eat it. It was simple. But within that simple message carried so much weight. The life of humanity, generations yet unborn, was connected to that simple instruction. Don't touch it. It wasn't so simple. But it's so simple. But within that simple word, don't touch it, was a lot of what? Consequences. Now, when they obeyed that word, they were living in the presence of God. Now, when Satan wanted to translate them from the presence of God into hell, into curses, into sickness, he also came with another similar voice. Has God... has God... So, Satan made it so look like, oh, but it's not bad if you... So, be very careful about voices that make you, oh, but it's not bad. Oh, but, oh, but, oh, but. Such voices can kill your life. Ah, oh, but you just went for prayer Monday. If you don't go for Thursday, it's okay. Such a voice is an evil voice. Ah, but you just went for prayer on Thursday. If you rest today, but I mean, God Christ will understand. It makes sense, but to God, it means foolishness. Oh, but I just went to church yesterday, so if I don't go today, oh. Oh. So simple speaks, oh. Oh. Say, oh.
Oh.
So be very careful about what voice. Yeah. And one way you can keep hearing the voice of God is through the word of the Lord. As you are reading the Bible, God is talking to you. One way to hear the voice of God is through the Yeah. Many people say, I want to hear God, I want to hear God. You've not opened your Bible. Now, if somebody sends you a WhatsApp message, the notification button comes on your phone, right? And rather they begin by saying, oh, Akosia, I wanted to tell you something, but is it WhatsApp doesn't permit you to read all? Because you have not opened there. So go, you can come to church. We are the church is a notification. But the full message is when you go back and you open the Bible. Yeah. Is it a message? Number one, you can hear the voice of God through the word of God. And number two, you can hear God through the preaching of your shepherd. Yes. How many of you were going through something when you came out speaking to you and like, this is the answer I was looking for? Really? You're looking for a certain answer, like you're convinced about something. And when you came, it's like only maybe you won't come in and make catch all. Good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through the voice of your Yeah, and I'll give you pastors after according to my heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge. And what knowledge? The knowledge of God's word. Yeah. And one way to hear the voice of your shepherd is when you're in church. And number two, when you are outside church, you can still hear the voice of your shepherd. Now, when you're in church, that's when you come to church. Like as I'm talking to you right now, you're hearing me, right? When you go to your room, the podcast is there. It's there. And you are still hearing me. What do you think? Yeah, and your life will change. I said your life will change.
Amen.
Yeah. How many realize that Adam and Eve thought that when they ate the fruit, nothing happened to them? It was when God came and said, these are the consequences. Sometimes God will not tell you all the consequences of your disobedience. It is when you what? Cross the line. Then he says, hey, so what is it? So when God came in Genesis chapter 3, he started revealing the curses to them. He started revealing them. So that means to every disobedience, there is a curse. There is a curse. If God says swim 7 times and you swim 8 times, what am I about to say? If it was like this, about to say. And to every obedience, there is elevation. Yes, there is elevation. John chapter 2, verse 5. Mary told them, whatever he tells you to do, and when they did it, was that a miracle? So one way to walk in miracles is to obey the word of God. One major way to walk in daily miracles. When you walk with the Lord in the light of his word, there is a glory. So to want to see the glory of God is simply to walk in the word of God. When God says, don't fornicate, when you don't fornicate, there is a certain, let me tell you the truth. There are certain blessings you don't pray for, you only obey for. Having to realize that even your own biological parents, there are things you don't tell them about the Bible because you've been a good girl. Isn't it? When you become a good child of God, your father will supply you so many things. There are things you don't pray for. There are things he as a father gives them to you. Why? This is my beloved son in whom I am well. So that's why God anointed Jesus without measure. But there were some men when God was anointed, he was measuring the anointing. Why was he measuring them? He was measuring them according to a level of obedience. But with Jesus obeyed at every point. When God needed somebody to come and die, Jesus said, I'm here. When you go to the end, God thought he was going to. You know, many people obey in the beginning, but they don't obey to the end. We obey the call. Who want to give his life to Jesus? We walk to the pulpit. It's a call you've obeyed. There's another obedience you must keep obeying. After walking to the altar, you must keep coming to the altar. So the first step is an obedience. The second step is very important. Now, if you want to eat fufu, you go to town, you buy the banchi. When you go and come, that's the first step. There's a second step. After buying the bunch, you need charcoal or gas or something. You need water. Say water.
Water.
After getting the water, you need ginseng. Then after that, you see, you need so many things. So you realize that every step gets you closer to a miracle. You don't need one step. You don't need one coming to church. You don't need one prayer. You don't need one touch. You need several touch. Several touch. Sometimes one touch will establish you. Another touch will give you an understanding. Another touch will fill your heart. Yes, you need a several touch.
Oh, yes.
Okay. deep breath, taking a deep breath. Want to go? Until I say, don't release it. Now realize that you've been beaten every day. How many of us have been beaten every day? And the presence of God must be beat in every day.
Wow.
And how do you beat the presence of God every day? By obeying the word of God. The presence of God releases the life of God. It releases the life of God. Yeah. So that is why me, I'm always listening. And anytime you always give your ears to listen, your life is always full of light. Anytime you give your ears to listening, your life is always full of what? Light. What you give your ears to will determine the state of your body. That is why a doctor can say, oh, nah, sorry. You went there excited, you just went for a checkup. But the words of the doctor can put you in a sad mood. You were okay until a message came. It is over. When you read it, it was like, you to do you. So realize that you were excited until a message was came. So that simply means that if you are down, a message from heaven can change your life. A message from heaven can
change
your life. I think I'm preaching to a lot of people. Oh, let me close and go. This leaders meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a service with you. So you must every day want to be in church. Every day. Why? When you look at my statement, it blessed me so much. It blessed me. He said, Jesus is the rock, and we beat every rock that are minerals. So that simply means that if I get to this rock, I don't need to look for another rock. He is the rock of ages. So that means that in the days of Moses, he was the rock.
Ah.
Elijah, he was the rock.
Ah, yes.
And it is my turn. He is giving my rock. Can the Lord bless you, sir? Now, do you know that if you are staying in your room, you have not heard this word. But when you came to church, at least you have heard another revelation. There is the rock. And in that rock, there are minerals. So that means if you need the mineral for relationship, wisdom. I don't even preach it. So you can hear the word of the Lord through the word. And through the podcast, that's why I'm encouraging you. If you're part of this, if you're a sheep here, and if God has given me to you as a shepherd, when you wake up, go to the podcast. Moment of hope is there. Now, you see, if you tell me the prayer life is dying, it simply means that you are lazy. Why? Anything and everything that can make you prayerful has been filled on your phone. Prayer, the podcast is there. Prayers are loaded. Prayer points are there. If you need preaching, the holiness is there. Finance is there. Relationship is there. Your heart, everything is. But you don't want to go there. Bass. Are you getting me, Angela?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes to make a decision, you need a word. To meet the right decision, you need a word. And sometimes before you go to listen to a message, Lord, peace. I need a message. Holy Ghost, help me. Okay. And as you are listening, it will shock your word will jump up to you.
Oh, yes.
It will shock you. So listen to the podcast. Listen to it. Make it your food. Understand the one you are eating is you can shut up on it down. Do you know what you are doing? You are like Lazarus. You are dead in the tomb. But Jesus is speaking. Can I say this? No matter how dead you are, when you hear Jesus speaking, you must come out. As Lazarus, you must come out. Let me say this, then we close. You know, when Lazarus was dead, when Jesus spoke, he came out, but he was still bound. And Jesus spoke again. So that's why you don't need one preaching. You need several preachings. So one preaching can bring you out of the grave. Another preaching can untie you. Another preaching can let them give you food to eat. So go one preaching. And I'm commanding you, I'm not coming out. I don't trust say. I don't wanna. What do you mean I don't wanna? You wanna. I'm tired of prayer leaders meeting and hey! What do you mean? Yeah. Apostle doesn't close early. I don't close early. What do you mean? Shit, man. Somebody gotta be crazy. Everything. You gotta be crazy. Shake it, Satan. So you need the word of the Lord. Every day, you have your earphone. Listen to me. Your life changes by what you keep attention. You give attention to, I'm telling the truth. Your life changes. Let me say this. You can determine the speed at which you should grow. If it's not God, it is you. You can determine the speed at which you should grow. It is not with God, it is with you. In the heart of God, he wants, do you know that every woman, when they give birth, they want their children to walk fast? Yeah. Except that you can do something, your children can walk fast. When you give your children the right food, they can grow fast. They throw bubble bath once. But when you are deficient in your diet, we can all see it. So the reason why you are not growing is because you are not what? Eating well. So if I want to know whether you are being spiritual or you are going up and down, I can just look at whether you are eating well. You are eating well, the word of God. You are eating well from the podcast. If you are truly, look at me. I don't know if you can testify that Charles never has shifted.
Oh,
yeah. How did I shift? Because I'm eating well. I'm eating well. I exercise well through the word of the Lord, through prayer, through fasting, through soaking messages. Yeah, through fathers praying for me. Yeah, these are the exercises I commit myself to. That has contributed to my fastest growth. Yeah. I sleep today, the next day I wake up, I'm changed. Why? Before I slept, I ate. And when I woke up, if you think I'm joking, stop eating for 3 days and see. You will see there how your buttocks become flat. So the voice of God can change your life. Pay attention. Never leave your environment dry. You must have something always. Ladies will always say, have something always in your fridge when I come to visit you. Because I come to meet me at any time. Ladies, am I lying? Yeah. The body thing. How many of you always want something to be in your mouth?
Yeah.
Like one mekwana. I mean something. Something. Say something.
Something.
So something, you just need a worship in your spirit. Something, you need a word in your spirit. Maybe a short message. You see, that's what sometimes the point that some of the messages are long, others are short. So something, you need a short injection. And something, you need a long. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The moment of hope is coming. It's another dose. Another dose. Don't go in those of, No. Are these another dose to those of? No. What do you think you understand? And number two, when your life can change. Number two, I can preach very short. I can preach very short. I just feel like preaching long. Because if you go very hey. And one way I can keep you from sinning is to keep you longer in the presence of God. Yes. How many of you have realized that when you fast for a long time at a point, you don't feel the hunger anymore? Yeah. But when you begin, because your body is full of always eating sausage, gobek, benku. That's why I say benku. 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 Hey. Only thing I say, the condo, okong. Okay, anything we do, baby. What do you think? Amazing. Say amazing.
Amazing.
Number two way. So number one, be very careful of the voices. The voice of the devil comes in many forms. Sometimes comes through your thoughts. It comes through your imagination. The voice of the devil comes through many ways. And let me tell you the truth. One of the major ways the devil can speak to you is the people who are very closer to you. One of the major ways Satan can speak to you is the people who are very closer to you. And one of the major ways God can also speak are the people who are very closer to you. Because God was close to Adam and Eve. And Satan was also close to them through the serpent. Is it? So that's why you need to spend a lot of time in the presence of God to decode the voice of God. Because sometimes the voice of Satan can look like the voice of God. Because they come in a similar way. The same Peter who said you are Christ and the Son of the living God is the same Peter who said you can't go to the cross. So that same fellow said, oh, Pastor Charles is good. When you hear them speak against me, did you know? Hey, I know you, baby. I know you. What do you think? The same fellow said, wow, I like the way you go to church. No one is still complaining about everyone calls on your church. Hey, no, I got you, baby. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Satan, I got you. Mute. Out. They say, friend, sleep. Sorry, I didn't know what came over me. What do you think? Let me show you. Satan does not speak from afar. That is why it is very easy. You don't go out to fornicate, but you can masturbate on your phone. Yeah. So Satan is very close to you. The voice of the devil is very close. How? Through your phone. You can just chance on a video. Oh, I'm in 1 minute. Oh, 10 minutes. 3 minutes. Now, such a baby. Hey! Wait, what now, sir? Oh, Lord, I didn't know. You knew. You knew. What do you think? Haven't you realized that when you want to sin, they are always close? The people who want to sin, but they are always close. Your ex is always very close when you want to sin. Yeah. The call of your ex comes at the wrong time. When I say the wrong time, the time when you're horny. You know horny? And now we're. So sometimes be very careful of the things your friends say. And some, let me say this. Sometimes the voice of the devil comes to the people you trust. Because you believe in them so much, if they are not strong, Satan can borrow their voice to speak to you. Because Jesus trusted Peter at the point he wanted to advise. Look at Judas. He was the one taking of the money. So I'm very careful about two people. Those who carry money in church. Yeah, I'm just learning from the ministry of Jesus. See that? Because when you take a lot of money, oh, send me back, okay, now, dear, because I'm telling the truth. And some of you don't take it from the people in the middle. Who is carrying you now? You know that. Be honest, I know we have all done it before. When I say the question, because when you walk faster, they will hear the noise. So I started walking like this. When the business had a father, I said, I'm here. Some of you are there. I said, what's the problem? 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 And Kwame Namokovia, what an Michael Jackson. Let me close. Amen. So be very careful about the things people say about your faith, your prayer. I won't pray too much. When people say you are doing this church thing too much, know that Satan is speaking through them. And sometimes it may make sense to you because you trust them. That's okay, true. Mamin Tommy Boise, Mamin Chimmy Naskakra. And the moment you start doing that, you backslide. Because when Jesus met the disciples, at first they couldn't pray for 1 hour. But at that point, they pray for hours. So that simply means that when you meet Jesus, you don't stay at your level. You must grow. But you see, they saw backslider think you are doing it too much. Because God wants you to, yes, God wants you to do it too much. Because when Peter casted the net, he didn't cast more, he catch. So when you cast your net in prayer, you must pray much. You must do what?
Amen.
So when Jesus tells you to go and cast the net of study, you must study much. You must pray much. And at a point, your net must be breaking. And at a point, you must call others to come and help. So in the beginning, you will struggle. But at the end, your net must break. The ship must be sinking. And when it is sinking, you must signal others to come and join you. That is a typology of growth. When you were going, you couldn't catch anything. But at the command of the Lord, you were able to catch. But determine, know that at first, he caught one fish, and in the mouth of the fish, it was gold. So sometimes, one prayer can bring one miracle. But sometimes, you don't need one fish. You need fishes. You stand there, you don't need 1 hour. You need 2 hours. But there are some situations, it doesn't need 1 hour. The 1 hour is your Thanksgiving prayer. Then you zoom into 5 hours. Your friends will say, why? When Moses spent 40 days on the mountain, people thought he was a bad man. But when he came back, the same people were complaining. Why has he been? They said, he looks like something has come over this man. They were insulting him because he has spent so much time with God. But when he came, the same people could not see his face. Why? When you spend more time with God, the people around you can identify God with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be very careful about the voices, the thoughts that come. It's Satan. All because you're not happy about something. Let me teach you how to be good with the voice of the devil. The church you used to love, suddenly you start finding fault, is the devil. You start finding fault with the service, is the devil. Something you know you love, now you're having fault with everybody there. You're having issues with the time. You're having issues with the worship. Why didn't the Fosuma open their mouth? Is it your mouth? Why didn't Daniel also play the drums this way? Why is he not talking with his left hand? So now the voice of the devil misinterpreted things you had interpretation for. The things you knew that is a normal thing. Now, I realized that before you used to have issues with the time with clothes, but now you're okay with it. Because you're not going to understand the essence of what's staying in the presence. So Satan knows how to misinterpret things to you, through your friends, through even church members. As we're discussing, and I said, Apostle, also cancel mobile. You say, yeah, Papa, no. Satan is talking to that person. Yes, Satan is talking to that person. Apostle, yeah, Papa, but he's able to carry it on. When you hear such statement, you're hearing Satan. Because when you walk as a symbolic group, when Satan wants to pollute you, he starts by making certain statements. And be very careful about certain statements. When people are offended, they make certain statements. When people are bitter, they make certain statements. When people are about to leave the church, they won't always leave. When Satan left heaven, they didn't leave alone. The tail of the devil wiped one third of the angels. So offended people don't leave alone. They live with others. Don't be part of the people whom an offended person will live with. Let them live with their offense. Decode the voice of the devil. Yeah? One day, a friend of mine wanted to leave a certain man of God. And I love this man of God. He came to me. He was talking to me. He nearly polluted the man of God to me. I told him, but I didn't go to him again. That was the last. Yeah, I closed the chapter. Because if I had listened to him, words have power. And it can change your perception about somebody. That's why you have to be prayerful all the time. Because sometimes you don't know why the person you truly love suddenly turned against you. Or because they heard something about you, but they will never tell you what they heard. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible declares that when they saw the eloquence of the disciples, they knew that the eloquence and the boldness of the disciples, the Bible says, they knew that these men had been with Jesus. So one way to see transformation is to be with the shepherd for a long time. Yeah. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. And when they saw the eloquence, the boldness, the lifestyle of the disciples, they said, these are Christians. And what was the secret? They had been with Jesus. So one way to have a change of character, a change of lifestyle, is to always be around. Be around, be in church, be in meetings. Whenever you are around, realize that the things you usually say, now you know that some people know how to insult. Want to be away from you. But the moment you are around Christians, and because you are always around the atmosphere of insult, you always insult. But the moment you are always under the atmosphere of prayer, you're always praying. So now God changes character by changing your atmosphere. Yeah, He changes your atmosphere. He changes your friends. He changes the people you usually talk to. So that is why the moment you become born again, you lose interest in certain friends, but you don't even know why. Because they don't speak the language you speak in. So when God wanted to confuse the people who were doing the Tower of Babel, He confused their language. Language brings understanding, and understanding brings outstanding. You become outstanding when you have understanding. So when Satan wants to break you, he breaks your language code. Many of you have learned how to laugh because you are always in the atmosphere of laughter, isn't it? Most of you, I want to be above you. But how many of you have learned many things by being in this atmosphere? Because the Bible said, you have been with Jesus. Who you are with will determine the character that is built in you. So that's why I realize being with people. Sometimes when I get angry, I just want to be in an atmosphere. And one of the ladies I've come to love, do you want to know her name? Minister Somisola. Very anointed. Very, very anointed. Her voice is so... Jesus. It does something to me. And the way she died and when she's watching, she kneels down. I say, it's an atmosphere. But when you visit a certain guy, they create an atmosphere. They don't try to have sex with you at once. They start step by step. Step one. Step two. You see, I want to have sex. This is the rank of sex. But I have to start here by playing cruise. Then I change the light to blue. And those are all the same man. I don't know. The way this guy is watching me is like, back I am. Hey. And they start using their hands like this. Say, hey. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they are being with Jesus. And how can you be with Jesus when you're in the atmosphere of Jesus? Prayer, it's an atmosphere. As we are all here, we are fellowshipping as family. How many of you have found a brother or sister here? And you love them?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And how many of you had a friend who was teaching you something bad? And God broke you away. You had a certain friend who was teaching you something bad. You know her. You know her. I know her. When I started seeing you picking videos with her, and you'll be, no, not a video. They say, I'm saying. Because the only person I know is that, am I lying? Have you broken away from her? Has it helped you? She was introduced to many things. And you thought it was a cool way. You felt like you wanted to be accepted by her. So they have been their being. The one you've been doing for some time, your passion for God will rise. When you come, your passion for God will rise. So their character changed. Even the way they spoke changed. Some of you, the way you can't even, you know, some of you don't have to even express yourself. But the moment you come here, I tell you, come and lead prayer, come and do this. I'm teaching you how to express yourself. And I correct you openly. So that when you go to an open space, you're already sharpened. Like David, he was in the wilderness training. But when the opportunity came, he maximized it. And he became king. So if you don't train in the wilderness, the opportunity can come and you will fail. So some of you, this is your wilderness. God is training you here. He's teaching you how to talk, how to dress. And sometimes I will tear you and your anger will come. But which means my time? So I touch not my anointed. So what is God doing? He's shaping your anger level. Some of you come and make a second church finish, but not Pastor Charles. Do you change that? So we realize that. That time you go home, now you are respectful. Your parents are like, hey. The one you say please, your mother is like, hey, hey, Mr. Some of you, when you start saying please, your mother is like, hey, then happen. How do you realize that being with an anointed man can change your life? Yeah, and the Bible says, and they walked and talked. Elisha and Elijah, they walked and talked. And the chariots of fire came. So as we walk and talk, there's something from heaven that is coming. Yeah, so always, so these are the two things I wanted to share with you today. The voices and how to change your atmosphere. Whenever you feel like you feel lazy for coming for prayers, know that you're under attack. And anytime you have a design appetite to go with certain friends you've lost, know that you're under attack. Know that when certain voices come, you're under attack. When your friends start speaking against your church, you're under attack. When they start speaking against your pastor, you're under attack. Be very careful about the comments people pass. Look at when they wanted to kill Peter. Do you know what they said? I will know you. Once one guy said, we know you, you have been with him. It was an attack. But when the Holy Ghost came, he stood up to defend. So what? How do I know you are a genuine filled Holy Ghost person? When you stand to defend your pastor, when you stand to defend your church, when you stand to defend the faith, it means you are filled. But the moment you start speaking against what you must defend, it means that Satan has filled you. Rise on your feet. Because they are being with
Jesus.
Do you know how I go to speak? Like I knew, let me say, by the grace, at least I can speak good English, small. Do you know how? At a tender age, I got in contact with this white friend, Robin Ackland. I know his number 0017013. I won't mention our friend. Say, Charles Nedo Nama, man. Yeah, his number is off head. His number is very off head. And he used to talk to me. Hello, Charles. I was like, hey, Nedo Nama, man. And I put the phone on. I to go back. You know, white people, they like talking. You know, let's go. And, you know, I love you, you know. And you're my buddy, you know. So you usually call me, hey, buddy, how are you? Hey, let me buddy you. Say, hey, buddy, you're the buddy. So because I kept hearing, so there's no one person I can, no. Because I spoke with him for a long time, it helped my hearing ability. So I can listen to preaching white people, black people, green people, all these people. So me take an idea, because me organa fashion. Me take the first, the idea, me take, because me no produce the akasa. So who you are with most of the time, you become. You become who you spend more time with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, have you had some friends when you're spending some time with them, they nearly spoil you? Almost saying, I mean, I'm wow. How would you be honest? Yeah, they will teach you many things. Now, do you know that they will not tell you that this is it, but they will show you by action. Oh, you go to oh, you go to oh, God will tell me, oh, I'm just going to spend 15 days with him. Yeah, I'm going to spend 46 days. And my 46 days, only a fasting prayer. And my time has changed. And you know the funny thing? When you change, because it is normal with them, you think it is also normal. That's the disadvantage. So you have no option than to live the life the person was what? Living. Now, Jesus lived the lifestyle of prayer. So when he left, the disciples also lived the lifestyle of what? So who you follow, determine what follows you. Lift up your hands and thank God for the word. So today I spoke to you about voice and I spoke to you about atmospheres. What do you think? All right, so be very careful. Always be around. Always be what?
Around.
Anytime you feel lazy for coming for meetings, know that you are under attack. What do you think? Always be around while your pastor is be there. And you know that this family, whenever I go for prayer, you guys follow me. And we create a different atmosphere there. Have you realized? And it's so nice. It's so nice to be with the family. Yeah. It's so nice to be with the family. Yeah. Father, keep them.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
Protect them.
Amen.
And guide them.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.